This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
They say that Joe Biden continues to be the first choice among the Democrats, and they're going to be holding contests through Super Tuesday, but they said rivals Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris are gaining on him and have seen increases in the number of voters at least considering them, suggesting they have room to move forward. And I looked at the numbers, and here's what they are. You've got Joe Biden at 25%. Now, keep in mind, Joe Biden started at 40. He's down to 25. Elizabeth Warren is at 20%. Kamala Harris, 16%. And Bernie Sanders, the previous front runner, the guy who should have gotten the nomination in 2016, is at 15%. Where are the Golden Boys? Where's the LGBT boy Buttigieg? Where's O'Rourke? Cory Booker isn't even mentioned anymore. Again, name me seven of the 10 candidates for the Democratic Party. And you want to know something even funnier? CNN actually had the nerve to talk about the lottery that they did in order to set up the debate that's coming up with the Democrats. Listen to this.
Special edition of AC 360, The Draw, for the CNN Democratic Presidential Debates. I'm Anderson Cooper in Washington. Tonight, we're taking you behind the scenes of the upcoming Democratic Presidential Debates that CNN is hosting in Detroit. Now, usually how candidates are chosen for debates, which night they appear on, who's standing next to them on the stage, that's all decided behind closed doors. But not tonight. Tonight, we want to be as transparent as possible. 20 candidates have qualified to appear in the debate, which take place in less than 2 weeks. So many candidates, the debates will take place over two nights, July 30th and 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on CNN. Now, we want you, the voters, to see how we're choosing which 10 candidates will appear on stage together on each night. The candidates and their campaigns are waiting to learn who they will share the stage with, and they're going to find out just as you will and we will live tonight in The Draw.
And mix them up so that we can then draw from the candidate box and match them with the date. So I have all 10 of these names here. I'm going to give them a good shuffle. And because we are being very open about this process, we have multiple camera views.
Welcome back. The fact that we want to be very fair, we have multiple camera views from the network who gave Hillary Clinton the questions in advance. They want to be very fair and open about this Democratic clown show. Woo! Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The people who made that, they put the clown music at the end, but it was appropriate. We wanted to be very fair that we are not stacking all the best candidates with one another and all that. Look, fair would have been if you are polling over X percent, you're going to be in the first row, first group. If you're polling under that, you're in the second group. That would have been fair. I mean, it's funny to me when the media, the left always tries to figure out fairness. So the fairness is a lottery system. So if you're the front runner and you end up debating all the people that are polling at less than 1%, how is that fair? I mean, look, I'm not going to tell people how to do it, but the idea that they literally called it a special edition of CNN so we can show you how we're going to do it. Wow. I was riveted. Anderson Cooper. Trying to make it, yeah. We want to show that this is on the up and up. We're not going to have another Bernie Sanders incident where we railroad somebody. Oh, that's too funny. Yep. Well, all I can tell you is, I may very well watch this Democratic debate depending on the mix, because it's going to be fun to see who goes after whom. with Joe Biden losing, starting to lose some traction, Elizabeth Warren, can I just stop for a second and say this? Have you really listened to Elizabeth Warren? She sounds like she's crying half the time. And we've got to really take advantage of what's going on in this country. I want you to imagine a debate with Donald Trump and any of the front runners. Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, or Bernie Sanders. I want you to imagine that debate. And Joe Biden thinks he's going to be Mr. Moderate. If that guy got rattled over Kamala Harris and the issues around race, wait till Trump gets him. I mean, if he can't answer questions about the Obama-era policies that mimicked Donald Trump, I mean, he can't. I'm just curious. Of all the people there, Biden is the best possible person because the rest of them are so flawed and they're going to be so easily rattled. And Biden is like, it would be like for Trump to debate him is literally for Mike Tyson to beat up a 3-year-old. But hey, I'm not going to tell the Democrats who to pick. My problem with the Democrats is very simple. You don't have a candidate that can beat Trump. I mean, I've said it before. I'll say it again. The sacrificial lamb, and I can only figure some Democrat understands this at the higher level. You're a sacrificial lamb. You're somebody that, you know, you're just trying to, you're a placeholder until they hope the next great white hope comes along because they have nobody. I'm looking at the surges. Why did Kamala Harris surge? Not based on policy. Kamala Harris surged because she called out a racist Democrat, a guy who associates with segregationists who have absolutely extolled the virtues of them. And here's another irony. Joe Biden had the nerve to call Donald Trump a racist. Can you imagine what Donald Trump's going to do to him if he brings that up? Wow, man. I might just watch this one. I don't know. Are you guys going to watch it? My producers say they might. You guys watching it? Let me know. I'm curious. 844-551-8255. Wow. Problems are getting worse for Joe Biden. Should we hold on to this? Maybe we should. Yeah, because here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the, and we're going to have to hold on to it because I don't have enough time. But I want to talk about the Donald Trump did it. He's doing events all over the country, still selling these events out. I'm talking about getting tens of thousands of people in. And I want to compare that with any of the Democratic candidates when we get back. Sorry, got to take a short break. Keep it here, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A couple of little tidbits of just for you. Coca-Cola, Ford, and Xerox no longer donate to Planned Parenthood. So congratulate each of those companies for finally ending the sponsorship of genocide, and particularly black genocide. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Look, I'm not for boycotts or whatever else. I'm just for keeping you informed so you understand where your money should go. I don't drink soft drinks, but I do drink water. So I buy Dasani water because it's a Coke product. I buy no Pepsi products. None. And I even gave up potato chips that I would eat from Frito-Lay because it's a Pepsi company, PepsiCo. These people, anybody that buys into the political correct nature of and the nonsense of the left, I don't support, and I recommend you not either. One of my acquaintances came back talking about they went to see The Lion King. I said, I won't go see it. All these leftists in there, and you want me to go support that film? I'm not going to do it. By the way, I got the numbers on it. I don't think it's doing that great. I talked about it the other day. I don't think it's going to do that great. I've seen it, the cartoon version. I loved it, and I saw it on Broadway. And I think I've given enough to The Lion King. All right. Too hot for crime. I saw this story. The Braintree Police Department had some fun explaining to residents that they should hold off on any crimes they're planning this weekend. They posted this on Facebook. Folks, due to the extreme heat, we're asking anyone thinking of doing criminal activity to hold off until Monday. Now, while they may think that's kind of a funny thing, and it is, it's funny, it really does bring up a point that criminals don't care about when crime gets committed. Criminals commit crime because it's a crime of opportunity, or they've been planning it, or in the case of summer, they tend to do more crimes. I know this statistically, more people are killed in the summer than in the winter. In Chicago, right, you got to know, we stopped reporting the statistics. It's so ugly. But trust me when I tell you, on the weekends in Chicago during the summer, killings are on top of killings. In the winter, well, people are in. Not as much interaction. Not as many liberals bumping into one another. Because it doesn't take much. Too cold to go out and pull a Jussie Smollett. You know, have two Trump guys go beat you up at negative 29 degrees. Or whatever the temperature was when Jussie Smollett staged his phony act. Yeah, but anyway, the other thing that cracks me up about it is when in the humor of posting that they want criminals to please not commit crimes because it's really hot and they don't want to have to come out and work and all that, they speak so much to leftism, you know, that criminals really are active and the police force can't really handle it, you know, and leftists, you know, as much as they want to joke about the idea of crime, it's real. It's no joke about it. When it happens to you, it won't be so funny. I talked about living in St. Louis, and my neighbors, we found this out, they got their door kicked in, three robbers came in, tied up the family, including the kids, rummaged through the house, stole what they stole, and this was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Kicked the door in. I mean, that's a brazen robbery. So anyway, just thought you'd get a kick out of that story. Hot temperatures. They say, let's meet again on Monday when it's cooler. Okay, whatever's clever. Here's another interesting story that sort of backfired on the left. Bernie Sanders has decided that he's going to give all of his staffers $15 an hour. He's going to prove a point that, you know, I can give my staffers this $15 an hour and I'll make, you know, the minimum wage reality. I won't just talk the talk, I'll walk the walk. Oh, but by the way, I'm going to cut your hours back. So Bernie Sanders proves the very point of what everybody's been saying, which is if you raise the minimum wage, employers are going to cut back the hours. Do you think he gets the irony? The other thing about the minimum wage, and many of you that have listened to the Kevin Jackson Show have heard me say this, the minimum wage is a penalty on the poor. And it is also a penalty on senior citizens. It is a penalty on anyone who is on a fixed income. Because if the minimum wage is $7.50 an hour and you double it, then you've in effect cut everybody on a fixed income's the value of their money in half. That's what you've done. Now, I don't understand why Republicans don't use this to their advantage. If you raise minimum wage, you cut these other, you know, what I just described. So, look, I'm all for fair wages or whatever else, but I think the market will bear it out. The minimum wage is a factor of where you live. It's a factor of, let me put it another way. A livable wage, so $15 an hour in Manhattan is enough for you to starve to death. You can't afford anything. A minimum wage in Middletown, Tennessee, of $15 an hour, and you're a big baller. You can actually go to the movies. You can go bowling. You can hit a round of miniature golf. Because the minimum wage in that case, your money goes a lot farther. It makes no sense for somebody to say, let's just make this a minimum wage across the country. It doesn't work. And this is a boring subject to me. Kids work for minimum wage. If you're an adult and you're getting minimum wage, shame on you. You're a clown. You are a worthless scum that somebody needs to scrape off the bottom of their shoe. Unless you change careers. And even with that, that's a personal decision. I have friends all the time. I have one right now. She makes $230,000 a year, and she's disgusted with her job. And I went, well, why? Well, my boss is leaving, and, you know, it's a new management team. And I go, what's that got to do with anything? Do you like your job or not? Are you prepared for your job or not? We're arguing about this. And she says, well, I just want to change careers. And I go, well, what do you make? $230,000 a year, not including her bonus, which was last year was like 50 grand. I go, I don't get it. Why would you do that? Well, my boss may leave. Well, you know, these youngsters don't understand that they've got the tiger by the tail. And I'm saying to this young lady who writes for me from time to time, you'd be crazy to leave that job just because your boss is leaving. And she says, oh, and they promoted this other girl and all she does is read. I go, what's that got to do with you? What's that got to do with you? It cracks me up. And then when she thought she's going to lose her job, she says, I might lose my job. I got an apartment in Manhattan. It's $4,000 a month. And I go, why would you have an apartment in Manhattan for $4,000 a month? You're young. You should be living with roommates and y'all all splitting and you maybe spend a grand a month and you put $36,000 a year in the bank. Or go live with your folks, wherever they're from or whatever. You have plenty of choices. But she likes, you know, the kids that age want to blow money. They want to blow it. $4,000 a month to live in an apartment that's not even 800 square feet. I'm giving you the stats here, folks, the real truth. It's crazy. Crazy to me. And you can't talk them off the fence because they know everything. Got to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says China poses a top counterintelligence threat to the United States.
It is a threat that's deep and diverse and wide and vexing, whether it's in terms of the kinds of actors that are used, the kinds of techniques are used, the kind of targets that are used.
During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Ray says the FBI is investigating more than 1,000 cases of U.S. intellectual property theft, and nearly all lead to China. President Trump, addressing the Turning Point USA crowd in Washington, D.C., says a border wall must be built.
We know that strong nations
must have strong borders. And we're building a strong border against so much, you have no idea.
Former London Mayor Boris Johnson is Britain's next Prime Minister after being elected of the Conservative Party on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, Pete, if you look at, for example, the whole, remember the whole, the heat that ended up around the bend the knee and Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
Many smart people have said it actually was not a thing. Mm-hmm. The Russian bots started taking that on.
So Kamala Harris wants you to believe that Russian bots is the reason why the Kaepernick situation took off. It isn't the outcry of Americans who got upset with him kneeling during the national anthem and crying foul over police brutality against blacks when he knows the statistics and even the statistics don't back him up. Welcome to back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. This woman is going to be destroyed soon by her own party. Here's what I'm looking at with these Democrats. I gave you the polling earlier in the broadcast. And Kamala Harris is moving up. I think she's at 16% or something. But where's this feeding frenzy going to come? I mean, who's the gladiator that's going to step up and start throwing knockout punches? Because Biden doesn't have it. Warren doesn't have it. Buttigieg doesn't seem to have it. And he's got his own problems. He's got race problems in his little city. People are finally beginning to see him for who he is, a fraud. O'Rourke, he claims he's a fighter. He's polling less than 1% now. Kirsten Gillibrand, Klobuchar, Yang, who? Who's going to do it? Again, the Democrats, the Democrat that can beat Donald Trump hasn't been born and probably wouldn't be born at all. And I know there are people out there, Kevin, but Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey, look, people are tired of the black woman savior of the world thing. Didn't you just get enough of Erica Thomas? She can't even go through a checkout line without calling racism. America needs a white Republican president. And it ain't because I like white Republicans necessarily. It's because I like to be able to tell people it's your fault without any repercussions. That's why Donald Trump won. People want to be able to say, I'm going to hold you accountable, white boy. And Donald Trump's like, do it. Hold me accountable. I'm okay with that. Anyway, it's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the idea of popularity. And again, we're hearing that just because Donald Trump can have these huge rallies, it means nothing. It's meaningless. Anywhere. Here's what I will tell you. And I always ask you to use your common sense because I know what the media is telling you. I want you to use your common sense. Pick a place in the country. It's got 50,000, 100,000 citizens. I'm talking about a relatively small town. 50,000, 100,000 citizens. Announce that Donald Trump is going to be there. Practically the whole town will come out. Donald Trump can get 5,000, 10,000 people in a city of 50,000 to 100,000. If you're a bigger city, outside of logistics, if you're a million population, Donald Trump can put 25,000, 30,000 people in a stadium in any city with 24 hours notice. Other than the logistics, Now, I'll ask you, name me a single candidate. I'll even go further. Bring all the Democratic candidates together in any location you want. California, Boston, Oregon. I'm talking about leftist enclaves. You can't get 10,000 people to want to see all of them. All of them combined. Pick any of those same locations. Donald Trump will put 10 to 20,000 people in the seats with very little notice. Now, I know the left tells you that's no big deal. But it is a big deal. Because what it tells you is the level of plugged in the voters are. It tells you the level of enthusiasm that people have for Trump. That's what I'm talking about. I happen to know a little bit about Trump's ground game, and I'm going to get into that, but I want to get into it right after I talk about this. Joe Biden brought in a bunch of volunteers in order to phone bank. And I'm going to read this piece of this article. It says, while his rivals like Senators Sanders and Warren have armies of 20-somethings and under canvassing throughout the early primary states to help their favorite candidate secure the Democratic nomination, Joe Biden's volunteers at his Las Vegas, Nevada phone bank were strikingly geriatric. Around 50 supporters of the former president gathered at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 396 Saturday morning to make phone calls to Democrats across the country and make their case for their favorite candidate on what the campaign called its National Action Day. Yet there was rather a lack of enthusiasm in the room. Even as all the volunteers anxiously sat around waiting for Biden to walk through the door, so much so that the local organizer had to remind them, quote, and the former vice president is coming, which is exciting. The median age of the room could easily have been 60 years old, with some volunteers who spoke to the Washington Examiner reminiscing on how they campaigned for former Democratic politicians like Missouri Representative Dick Gephardt and New Jersey Senator Bill Bradley 2 decades ago. Now, I love old folks. I love old folks like a fat kid loves cake. I really do. I love their wisdom. I love their humor. I love that they love that somebody is willing to spend time and appreciate them. That's how much I love old folks. But when it comes to popularity and getting things out, young folks are the way to go. I mean, I could love old folks to death. You know what happens when I go to events and old folks come up to me and talk, Kevin, how can I help? And I go, boy, I could use some help with social media. Kevin, I don't know what this Twitter stuff is. I don't know what this Facebook. I just, my daughter or my grandson set it up for me. Okay, thank you, old folk. They can't help you. Joe Biden may be appealing to the common sense wing of the Democratic Party, some of them. The muscle memory types that have just voted Democrat, like my grandmother. There was nothing you were going to do. I mean, there was nothing you could do to change her from voting Democrat. Nothing. It was a knee jerk. But Biden, as I said, can't fill a phone booth if he shows up at an event. Biden did an event in Iowa. There weren't 30 people at the event. He does an event in Las Vegas, he's got nobody showing up. Folks, this is the front runner of the Democrats' party. 25% of the vote of the people want him. And he doesn't have a ground game with youngsters. He doesn't have a ground game of grassroots activists, etc. None of it. Now, in contrast, Donald Trump's ground game, and this is why I mentioned earlier about a little bit of inside baseball. One of my really good friends is a girl named Christine. She's an Asian girl. And she runs the Trump ground game in Arizona. And I'm here to tell you, if Donald Trump is putting people like her in place around the country, and I know that he is, okay, just so you guys are clear, I'm giving you some inside baseball. Donald Trump's ground game will rival Barack Obama's in 2008. It's already in action. These people are raising money like you wouldn't believe. The president is appearing in more photo ops, fundraisers than you can shake a stick at. And things are going amazingly so. There will be no leaving it to chance to figure things out with this one, is all I'm saying. Donald Trump has deployed some of the most talented people I've met in politics. People that understand social media, people that understand the grassroots. Here, let me put it to you this way. Imagine the Tea Party at its height, understanding social media at its best, and you have the combination of what Trump is putting in every state. In battleground states, he's probably got more than one. In fact, I know he does. So this is a guy who says, I'm not leaving this to chance. In other words, let me put it this way. Donald Trump will have more information about the impact of elections by county and, you know, how to flip votes than any other candidate on record. He will have more. Barack Obama was able to do it just because of the impact of being baby black Jesus, you know, everybody thinking he was going to be the new Messiah. Donald Trump is doing it methodically. He has people crunching the numbers, figuring out where things need to be, how much money they need to raise, how many times he needs to appear somewhere, how to energize the grassroots, how to get people to volunteer and bring their support to him in the way of people and small donors. And that's why I said earlier in the broadcast, in California, he's outraising all of the Republicans except two, Kamala Harris and Buttigieg. And don't make no mistake about it. When it's all said and done, Donald Trump will have numbers that are going to blow your mind. His ground game is second to none. Second to none.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Democrats will never learn. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. They will never learn. Even when it starts to impact them directly. When it's, you know, I mean, they're starting to eat their own muscle. They don't learn. Let's see. Look at all the tactics that were used to go after Donald Trump. Still ongoing, right? We got the tax issue. Remember when the Democrats finagled, went to the courts? We deserve to see Donald Trump's taxes. No other president in history has had to do this. And they all said, well, they gave their taxes. Who cares? There's no law saying they do. The Democrats change the rules. They go get Trump's taxes. And what have you heard? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Somebody, please enlighten me. Tell me that Donald Trump is tied to the Russians. He's a businessman that tried to do business where? Was it illegal? How much money did he give to charity? How many was his deductions? I've profiled every Democrat And outside of Cory Booker giving away quite a bit of money for something, I can't remember what. They're all tax cheats. They're lying, disingenuous tax cheats. They use every rule in the book to donate as little as possible, and they don't even give a... What they give to charity is laughable. But they will come after your money. They will make an appeal for you to give your money as if you are Ebenezer Scrooge, when in fact it's who they are. And I could go on. So they went after Trump's taxes. We haven't heard a single thing. I read an article recently said, oh, what's his name? Cohen. Cohen is back in the news. New bimbo eruption. Stormy Daniels, they got information on this in the campaign, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you what's going to come of it. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. In the wake of Stormy Daniels, you have Avenatti, who's bankrupt and bottom feeding somewhere. You have Stormy Daniels, who's a 50-year-old stripper and probably can't get a porn job. What came of it? Nothing. All the people, where's Gloria Allred and all the bimbos who Trump paid off? Where's all the scandal around campaign finance issues or whatever? I don't know, but I would say Ilhan Omar may have a few campaign finance questions to answer. Where are they? Where's all these attacks on Trump leading? The biggest attack of all, Russian collusion. I read an article, Jerry Nadler is going to be subpoenaing 12 or whatever number of Republicans. To what end? To what end? How many people have they talked to? Have testified against Trump? Let me put it to you this way. If I don't know what you've done in your life, but if the Democrats went after you for any particular thing and got everybody around you to the degree that they did Trump, you'd be in prison for something that you probably don't even know or it isn't even illegal. You'd be in prison. The fact that Donald Trump kicked their narrow behinds, as my grandmother would say, is a testament to his ability to fight. He whooped that butt. I marvel at it. Anyway, now they're saying that, you know, this week Mueller's going to testify. It's been delayed, 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 but now they've got all the different stuff they need. And they say Mueller's going to put the nail in the coffin of Donald Trump. And I love how they said this. It will air very substantial evidence of wrongdoing made by President Trump. Now, I'm really curious. I want you to just think for 1 second. What could possibly come out that's going to indict Trump? In any way, Mueller's already said, I got nothing. He says, the only thing I have, and he doesn't say it this way, is that Trump was fighting against me. Because he said, in effect, he said he was innocent, so he put up a fight. And the Democrats want you to believe that's obstruction. So in other words, you get accused of breaking into somebody's house, and you go, I didn't break into that person's house. Yeah, you did. No, I did not. I'll get you evidence to prove it. I have my home security of when I got home, when I went to sleep. Oh, you're trying to obstruct our investigation of you breaking into somebody's house. You trying to prove yourself innocent is obstruction to the Democrats. Don't think people don't get this. They get it. So now, in the wake of a 22-month investigation of $30+ million and a conclusion that there was nothing, the Democrats go, oh, but there was. Now we're going to really bring it out. We've uncovered more from reading all the documents. Now, look, I'm retreading here. I'm telling you what you already know. But I want you to stop for a second. Because this is how I process. The Democrats are bringing Mueller in with one conclusion in their mind. Mueller is going to say something that puts the ball back in their court and puts Donald Trump on the defensive. And I want you, I'm really trying to give you a way of thinking, and I hope you've shared this with your children. That this is how people get into trouble. This is good quality information I'm giving you that is applicable in many, many ways. It's applicable in business. You can always assume you have the best product. You can assume that. Or you could go taste the other competitor's product. Maybe they have a pretty good product too. So here's what I'm saying. The Democrats have a product. They've manufactured that product. They put every bit of their effort into the manufacturing process of that product. Now, understand this. People have been making that product, going to the bathroom and not washing their hands. Yeah. And coming back in and just mixing it. People have been making that product, sneezing into it and, you know, wiping their nose crap on their sleeve and putting their hands back in the dough. But the Democrats still see themselves as having a superior product. And what they're going to find out, and this is a smart thing for anybody to do, and I've asked this question of Democrats many times. I've asked them to just ask yourself a simple question from time to time. What if you're wrong? What if everything that you're doing is wrong? What if all your beliefs are wrong, or some of them? I ask myself this question as well. When I'm doing an evaluation of things, I always ask myself, what if the other side is right? And there's an initial, what if? It's kind of a shock. What if I'm wrong? Because see, by asking what if the other side is right, it's a much easier way than saying what if you're wrong. It's what if the other side is right? How about you go over and take a peek? So here's what I would say to the Democrats. You haven't given any thought to the product that Donald Trump has. And let me explain that to you guys. Donald Trump came into the presidency with an FBI that was full of swamp rats, with a Justice Department that was full of swamp rats, with an entire DC apparatus that was full of swamp rats, all against him, and he beat them. And then he started to get rid of them. And as he started to get rid of them, he started to replace them. And as he started to replace them, other people became emboldened, some that actually do believe in law and order. And they've been giving information out. I just want to put you in the mindset of a guy like Donald Trump, because here's what Kevin Jackson would be doing. I would be lining up all the people who know the real scoop, and I would be laying traps for the Democrats. I don't have a Wharton degree. One of my kids does. So by default, I kind of do. But I'll tell you this. I'm smart enough to know that Donald Trump has a lot of information, and he's going to now say, you know what, guys? Go for it. So what Jerry Nadler and these guys are, here's what they said. This is a president who has violated the law 6 ways from Sunday. That's what Jerry Nadler said of President Trump. He says Mueller's report's going to lay out very substantial evidence that he's guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, the standard for impeachment. Now, you and I all know the Mueller report already has said it doesn't lay that out. So what is Nadler trying to do, and what has he walked into? I suspect, I don't know yet, folks, but I'm waiting for this testimony like you are. I'm waiting for it with bated breath, because I suspect that this is going to be a shock to the Democrats. And the fact that it coincides with Trump really bolstering his ground game in the presidency and the polling that you're seeing with the Democrats, where people are really not sure who to pick, I think is pretty fortuitous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.